Sitting quietly, once you've made the house all shiny. Downtime can be just fine playing bangers from the 90s.
Tea break, lunch break,
maybe listen to the ad break. Sometimes it's not time for some tombola, right? It's enjoying lasagna time, chilling with a book time, or time to visit your nan time. Go on, play some other time. Put your phone down. Tombola. Open for fun. Terms apply. 18 plus. Gambleaware.org.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
I think I just find myself kind of like tripping out on like age and like how old we are and how it's not really stopping.
That's Andrea. She's a friend of a friend. And she's chewing on this paradigm shift I assume everyone goes through.
I see all these girls on like Instagram and TikTok, and like in your mind, you think you're really young, but then like you see actual young people, like younger people, and you're like, oh, like they're the young ones. Like, we're not young anymore.
Social media isn't the only mirror that reminds us we're not the young ones anymore. Sometimes when Andrea looks at her reflection, she sees new sprouts of white and gray hairs. There are more lines on her face.
Maybe I'm not as comfortable with this idea of age as much as I thought I was.
All right, here we are. Miami Beach. Okay, what's your question?
Miles away from Andrea, I'm sitting on Miami Beach at a pop-up art event. When I look around, there are no loud gray hairs in sight. Everyone who's drinking a drink has that smooth-looking dolphin skin. Even if that's what I see, that's not exactly how people feel.
What's your situation? Tell me your situation.
I have an issue with getting older. I'm 34. I get depressed. I feel confused, lost. I'm broker than I've ever been. I was rich in my 20s. Now, in my 30s, I hate this.
Okay. You hate being in your 30s.
It's absurd. I guess you kind of realize that life is so finite. It can end at any moment. My sister, she's 45, and I'm like, shit. My mom died 2 years later, very, very sudden. So in my brain, I'm like, okay, if this is normal in my life, I've lived more than half my life, yeah, if I'm going to go with the statistics.
But let me ask you this. What's preventing you from just deciding that you're going to live until you're 80? You know what I mean?
I can't decide that. It's not up to me.
You're listening to Dear Millennial, navigating adulthood one question at a time. I'm Megan Tan.
Show out, finesse, See the way I'm moving, they gon' never forget, That's the way you do it when you're living your best. I settle for less, never that. We don't do that, no way. Show out, Say less, Number uno, I'm pursuing and forgetting the rest, Following my groove and it's gon' tell us what's next. Excellence, so don't ever test, cause I'm acing it, yeah.
In this episode, I fly to the other side of the world to help answer a question that is inevitable. How do we become comfortable with getting older?
I'm the one you want around. I'm the one you want around. Number one to talk of the town.
So, you're going to uni. You're excited, nervous, wondering if four pairs of white trainers is too many. You've got your Freshers Week playlist on. Sure, you get the occasional ad like this because you're a student with unnecessary coffees to save up for, but you're packed and ready to meet a flame or two.
Download Bumble now.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe it's a daily practice, or maybe it feels hard to be grateful right now. Don't forget to give yourself some thanks by investing in your well-being. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy provider in the world, connecting you to qualified professionals via phone, video, or message chat. Let the gratitude flow. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Gave in your 17 hours and 25 minutes. That's like three Martin Scorsese movies and one Christopher Nolan.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm happy my husband Eric is making jokes and talking in movie analogies. He hates flying. I mean, really hates flying. Lucky me, I'm sitting between him and my father, who also has a little anxiety.
How are you feeling?
What? The, who?
How are you feeling?
Okay.
Okay.
My dad is a little dazed, probably because it's 11 p.m. and we're taking a red eye to the other side of the world to visit his home country, Singapore.
Welcome aboard Singapore Airlines. As the safety equipment on this aircraft may differ from that on other aircraft, please give us...
As we prepare to taxi, we watch Singapore Airlines safety video, which seamlessly gives us a tour of the country while also informing us what to do if our plane lands in the ocean.
If there is a change in cabin pressure, an oxygen mask will automatically drop in front of you.
They take us to downtown, past Marina Bay Sands, into a museum. There's this imagery of old, ancient cultures mixed with this futuristic reality. It's clear Singapore takes pride in its history. I wonder if it takes pride in the generations who created that history.
On behalf of Singapore Airlines, we hope you have a great time on board as well as in Singapore or anywhere else in the world we take you.
I wonder if this fear of aging is an American thing.
What are you going to watch first?
Oh, yeah, that's good. We could watch it. It's the first day of Chinese New Year, and I'm sitting around a giant table on the deck of my Si Lao'i's home. My five aunties are there, my uncles too, my cousins, their kids. There are about 20 of us around this table, four generations spanning from the ages of 4 to 93. On the first day of Chinese New Year, it's tradition to hold chopsticks and do something I never did growing up, which is sing while tossing lo hei. When I'm not eating and I'm not working out to prepare my body for more eating, Eric and I are on a bus or a train and we are exploring the sights of the city. Singapore is a beautiful greenhouse garden full of organized trees and plants. It feels like the city is designed with everyone in mind, specifically older people. There are escalators everywhere so you don't have to walk up and down, signs that encourage people to give up their seats to older folks. Also, there's this cariñoso quality. Everyone calls everyone who's older than them uncle and auntie, even if they're strangers, out of respect. How does everybody want to be addressed? Auntie Paking, Auntie Lin, Auntie Clara. These are my actual aunties, related by blood on my dad's side.
Ellie,
Auntie Ellie. Okay, great. Okay. It's a Sunday afternoon, after church and after lunch, and my four aunties graciously sit down with me to chat. There are two on one side and two on the other. I'm in the middle. And in the same room, Jesus and his apostles are frozen in the Last Supper. It looks like they're eavesdropping on our conversation. To my far left is my Auntie Paking. She's the eldest of six and always has words of wisdom to share. Before you get married, she says,
open your eyes, big. Don't blink.
Don't blink.
After got married, you just close your eyes. That is too late, really.
To my immediate left is my auntie Lynn.
I think the important part is not to think that you're aging and then you say, because I'm aging, I have to slow down. I think that is very dangerous.
The other thing I love about Auntie Lynn is she'll invite us to the best hole-in-the-wall porch spot with all these flies around and sit on a plastic stool with her Chanel bag. To the right of me is Auntie Clara.
We are 60s. Maybe we look around in our 50s. No. Hopefully.
Auntie Claire's energy is contagious. She has a membership to a cruise, which I didn't even know was possible. She's always laughing and loves playing blackjack. And then there's Auntie Ellie. Auntie Ellie has a fascinating story. She's from Indonesia and came to Singapore to work as a housekeeper. And then one day, a cousin of the family she was working for asked Auntie Ellie out. He fell in love with her, and they got married. That cousin is Auntie Clara's brother. She speaks English, but is more comfortable speaking Mandarin. Okay, so I'll tell you the situation. I have a show called Dear Millennial, and it's where young people can write in their questions they have about life. So I have two questions, with the theme being that people are afraid to get older, okay? Mm-hmm. I have a young woman, she says she's afraid of getting older because she feels like there's a lot of pressure on women to still be young, to look young, right? Auntie Lynn is the first person to answer.
I mean, for me personally, I just enjoy everything that I'm doing and I don't even think about aging.
How do you do that, though?
I don't know. I think everything was, like, so busy, and then you're just doing one thing after the other, and it's always like a project, you know, in tune. And as soon as you finish this thing, there's another thing that's coming that comes on. So I guess if you make your life purposeful, right, you have no time to worry about things like that. Yeah. And I think you should be more confident with yourself as you grow a little older, because you're getting so much more experience and you'll be wiser in terms of your thoughts and your experience in life.
And then Auntie Clara chimes in.
Actually, for me, when I was 16, I was so afraid of getting old. I say, God, I don't want to grow old after 30. I will stop at 30 so that I can look okay, you know. But then as time passed, I still continue to grow. And until now, I believe, yeah, what Lynn was saying is correct. Because we are busy every day working. Mm-hmm. And the minute you wake up, you got a lot of things to do until you are home and then you're tired on bed. And then you forgot that, oh, I'm so old already. I'm already 60 plus, you know.
Okay. Auntie Ellie tells me,
我觉得... 我不知道从哪里, 因为我就是看妈妈能够有十个孩子, 也是这样过, 我从来没有想, 我会老, 还是我会怎么样面对我的家庭, 我就是...
She doesn't really know how it happened, but she's kept looking at her mom. Her mom has got 10 children, and she was busy looking after the mom, so she was like helping up with the mom, following through and all that, and somehow time passes. And then she's here today like that. And she never had to worry all this while. And I've never thought about growing old.
And then Auntie Pa Kang says,
okay, for me, I'm quite worried I'm getting old. Because everything is so different, energetic, no more there. So, but when the time passed, I realized from the Bible, everything there is a fix. Timing, season.
The different seasons in life, like... When a person starts as a baby, you grow up to a certain stage. During that young age time, that childhood time, you just play and enjoy your life as it is. That's a season. After that season, you'll have to be working. And that season is, you know, you are exploring things and you don't know what's happening. So that's one season. And then as you get going, when you're 30s, it's like people are worried about, you know, what's next. So, you know, am I going to grow old and jobless and things like that? And that's another anxious moment that they have. But when you know the Lord, like she says, when you know the Lord, the word of the Bible teaches you not to be anxious about anything. It just look at the birds in the field. You know, they're all dressed up nicely. They don't even have to worry about what they're wearing, but the Lord dressed them up properly. When you come to a season like the childbearing season part of it, some people bear children, some people just enjoy. I enjoyed my life. I don't have no children of my own. My mom was worried for me, but I was never worried. Mm-hmm. I was like enjoying it, you know, going, looking, and making myself purposeful and useful. So that's another season. And this season of ours, we are all of us in our 60s, 70s. So we're looking towards this time where we are able to sit down and enjoy the fruits of our labor. Mm-hmm. So that's another season, yeah.
Last time, yes, I do. You look at the mirror, oh, the wrinkle coming up, this and that. But now, oh, it's nice. It's matured,
the wise look, looking dignified.
How did you get over your fear of aging?
Actually, I forgot about it.
Oh, you forgot about
it. I just continue to move on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so after some time, when I'm getting to 60s, I start to be a bit worried. Yeah, how do I keep myself look younger? So I start to use some skincare to you know, facelift and that kind of thing. So yeah, so far I feel quite okay.
That's another season where you look after yourself and your skin.
Well, so how do you start to embrace your wrinkles and your gray hair? How do you, because like the aging, it's like in your heart, you can feel young, mm-hmm. right? Have a lot of energy. But then visually, you start to change, mm-hmm. you know, and you look in the mirror and you see the age, right? So how do you embrace that?
I guess for most, I mean, because once you understand that there is a season for everything, you know that you can never look forever 18 or forever 25. You know that. It's a fact. And so when you look at yourself, you say, hey, at this age, I'm looking good. You know? And so it just goes on, yeah. So the confidence comes back. It's not bad. I don't think I'm looking that, you know, I think I look good for my age. And you just enjoy being that age.
I do feel that when you're getting older, you got to push yourself, like do things faster and not slow down. When you slow down, I believe things get worse. So if you move on faster, I believe the metabolism rate increase and you could maintain your youth better.
I've never thought about aging. She's never
thought about aging.
What about wrinkles? What about... Don't care. Don't care.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
But now I find that wrinkles, this is one thing, but I find that get like our age should look healthy and matured. That's it. Uh-huh. Look healthy. You know, you don't need to be so beauty, but once you are healthy, you look so yangguang, bright.
Right. So it's sunshine. Pleasant. Sunshine kind of feel, yeah.
How do you age intentionally?
Don't lead too sedentary a life. That's number one for us. We'll try to eat well, sleep well, and rest whenever we can. We try to sleep earlier, but you know, night owls, we just continue. But
Mahjong.
Mahjong, yes. And Mahjong is also an intentional thing because you want to keep your mind working. So to us, it's like, you know, it's a mental game. And we try to, you know, you have a lot of fun, laugh, more, you know, and you really, I mean, because laughter is the greatest medicine, like most people say, and it does makes you feel so youthful.
What about you guys?
I think only exercise. Without anything, exercise, because you see old people, they cannot walk fast, they cannot, the movement is so slow, because they lack of exercise, especially stretching.
Yeah,
So it's important. When a person, the age is there, if they don't do that kind of, I say, stretch, exercise, the way they walk, like really very old. Mm. In very slow. Everything is slow. Lao tai, what you call in English,
aging.
I don't know.
Aging. Yeah. Basically aging.
Yeah.
I think the important part is not to think that you're aging and then you say, because I'm aging, I have to slow down. I think that is very dangerous.
That's why you need exercise. Once you exercise, you won't slow down. Because your movement is, your vein, everything don't pull you down. You know, like people...
Adrenaline. Because when you exercise, you increase your adrenaline.
Yes, so you, everything... You see a person very gracefully, the way they walk, then you see, wow, this fella is young. Mm-hmm. The Cantonese say, how bin tai, yet to fa chin bin tai le yama.
What
does that mean?
She says, you know, when a person you
get at your back,
so even while you are aging and you are healthy, right, from the back, a person will never be able to tell your age because you look tall, you look straight. But when you turn to the front, okay, you may wrinkle a little. But that's all right because you know, from the back, you are still good in a sense.
But yeah. Lin explained not so right. Not so the Cantonese way, the feeling is not like that.
Yeah.
How bin tai. From behind, you look like 18. 18. Yeah, tofa, like a flower from behind.
18-year-old flower. Ah. Okay.
Then from the front, oh, my mother.
Tis the season for shopping, and with Rakuten, it's also the season for super cashback savings. Use Rakuten to get cashback at 400 plus brands on top of seasonal Christmas sales. With Rakuten, you can save money on presents for everyone on your list, from toys for the little ones, kitchenware for the ultimate entertainer, and electronics for yourself. Shop with Rakuten this Christmas, and you'll find the perfect gift with up to 15% cashback. That's less time wasted on promo codes that never work. Just start your shopping at rakuten.co.uk or in the Rakuten app. Do your shopping like you normally would, and you'll get your cashback paid out to you by PayPal or bank transfer into your account. Join for free at rakuten.co.uk or download the Rakuten app. That's RAKUTEN.
Okay, question number two. Last one. So there's someone who said that they were scared to get older because so many people in their family have passed away. And so, you know, I think the a fear is like as you get older, you...
When's my time? When am I going?
Yeah, exactly. When is my time? When am I going? But also you see, you just live a lot of life, right? And you start to see people around you go. Right, and so that's a fear, right?
You know, from December 20th till today, we have actually sent eight persons sent off. I mean, it's funeral, eight funerals. It's a lot of funerals within a very short time, and as you look into it, you know that it's part of life. It is a cycle where it's not just when you're old or when you're young or when someone else is passing away, but it is a necessity. It is a natural form. All of us have to go somehow. But I guess you don't have to fear it. You just have to live the best you can and stop thinking about going. When it comes, it comes. You will have to go, you know? Yeah, but while you are here, while you are living, try to savor every moment. Try to enjoy every bit of it, yeah. Yeah.
How do you do that, though? You know? Like, because you can say it, right? But how do you practice it?
I guess when you know where you are going. I mean, if you ask my mom is 92. And with recently, she lost a brother-in-law, she lost a sister just within this 2 months. And if you ask her, she said, you know, when my time comes, please rejoice. Celebrate my life. I don't want you guys to cry. Send me off nicely because I'm going to be with my father. And you guys are to celebrate my life. Yeah.
Dress as well.
Oh, tell us to dress nicely. Don't mourn for me, she said. You know, celebrate for me. That's mom. So I guess when I have mothers like that, and when they were alive, my mother-in-law and her, they were kind of good friends, and they would gather here, and they would talk about what kind of a funeral they want. They would want us to prepare certain things, you know. And they talk with no fear, because they know where they are going. So I guess when you have... positive forces like that, you kind of know it, and you kind of have no fear. Mm. So I think for young people who are afraid of dying, if they're really that afraid, they must know where they are going. Mm. And once they know where they are going, they will have the confidence to know that it's okay.
For people like us, we are Christian, so always ask, are you get ready?
Are you ready to go?
Only those are not Christian. They don't know where, like what Lynn said.
I wouldn't say non-Christian. Not just non-Christian, but people who doesn't know where. Some Christians don't know where they are going to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they don't know where are they going, so they're afraid. So like for us, we know where we are going. So always sometimes you go to funeral, you met somebody, you say, hey, are you ready? You're ready already. So I say, oh, ready anytime. Yeah. And I told Lynn and Molly, I say, I'm the eldest one. Dior send me first because I am alone. Lynn says she got no children. Ask Molly to send her also. So we say, Molly, you are the last one
to go. You cannot go before us.
But you guys, it seems like too, you talk about death openly.
We talk about death openly, yeah. Yeah, because, by now, you know, for all of us, it's death is like another event. Whether you are, it's not whether you're old or young or whatever, it's like any time. We don't know when the Lord will take us back. I mean, a very healthy person that I know of who serves a lot, who went to Turkey to have a ministry, he holds a lot of events in Singapore, like Love Singapore and all that. And just as he was leaving for Singapore, Joseph Chang, his name is, just as he was leaving Turkey to come back to Singapore, he met an accident and he passed on, you know. So, so it is very, very natural for Christians to know that, you know, you can be here, but the next moment you're gone. Life is just that fragile. You don't really know when you're going.
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys want to add? Final words?
What do you think?
What do I think? Turn the tables. What do I think about what? Which one?
About death, about growing old.
About death and growing old. Well, let's see. Well, I love having you guys as an example because I think when you can see yourself like an older version of yourself, yeah. So I don't really have a fear of aging. And I think that it's really beautiful, actually, because not everyone gets to age. It's a privilege,
yeah,
right?
You open my eyes to something new right now. Yes, that's right. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. If you age, that's a privilege. Yeah, yeah. That's a good thing. A good point.
And then with death, you know, so I'm Buddhist, mm-hmm. right? In Buddhism, we believe that death is not necessarily finite, mm-hmm. right? It's like a wave. So it keeps going, you know? And so when you pass away, you go out into the ocean mm-hmm. and you take a rest only to come back because energy can't be created or destroyed. You have to live, like you guys are saying, to the very last moment.
That's right.
Yeah.
The last moment is not end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much. Yes, 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 yes. Dear Andrea and Jay, I was 23 years old when I moved back to Ohio right after I graduated from college, and I found myself in Findlay, which is this small town, and at the time, I was just so floaty. I had no direction. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing there or with my life. I remember feeling old at 23 because I felt like I had been left behind. I recently attended a 10-year class reunion of this small liberal arts school that I used to go to, and the president came and he said, "You have to look at life like a baseball game. Every decade is an inning." My mind was blown, for real. There are 9 innings in a baseball game, and the home team always has a chance to win in the end. When I felt old, I was in my 20s, just at my second inning. Now I'm in my 3rd inning. I have plenty of innings to win my game. So one thing I would suggest is that you really reflect on your previous innings. List out all the incredible things that you've transformed, that you've experienced, that you've challenged, and really praise your life. Be like, damn, look how dope I am. Become the kind of person whose energy is so beautiful and so palpable. No one, not even yourself, is wondering how old you are. I appreciate you both for this wonderful and sincere question. I hope this helps. Always, Megan.
Thank you.
If you have a question that you want Dear Millennial to try to answer, you can do two things. You can call 442-444-0756. That number will be in the show notes. But again, it's 442-444-0756. And leave a voice message. You can also email me at hey@millennialpodcast.org. Dear Millennial is created totally independently. So if you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/dearmillennial. And you can share this episode or the show with a friend. It would really help a lot. This episode of Dear Millennial was written by me, Megan Tan. It was also edited by Amor Yates and myself. Amor is the senior producer on the show. Donald Paz is the mixer and master. Our theme song is by Jupiter. Ashley Wittenborn created the artwork. Make sure you follow, like, and subscribe to Dear Millennial wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on Instagram at Megan Lee Tan and the show at Millennial Podcast. Dear Millennial is a Tan Lines production. Thank you so much. Have a great day.